Welcome to creationresearch.net. Today we've got Diane Eager in studio. Diane, the Bible says that Adam's sin brought death into the world. Now, does that only apply to mankind? Could animals have died before the fall of man?
Well, the first question you've then got to ask is, what would they die of? After all, we know as human beings, we don't grow up and then live for a certain amount of time in great health and vigour and then all of a sudden keel over. We have to die of something. And the same goes for animals. They have to die of something. Now, this is actually an issue that has come up a few times because some prominent theologians have said, oh, well, you know, just forget about the animals. The Bible's just talking about human death. But it's important that we apply the Bible to the real world because the Bible is actually the history of the real world, the physical world that we live in, not just a theological theory. So if we were to take Genesis seriously and just read what it says. Well, for a start, it says God made everything in 6 days and the animals were made on the fifth and 6 days, depending on whether they were flying or swimming animals or whether they lived on land. So when man came along, he was made on the sixth day. The animals were at most only 1 day old, so they're not going to die of old age when man arrived on the scene. Now, between when man came and when the fall of man was, when Adam and Eve rebelled against their creator and God judged them and said, you will die, it doesn't seem to have been a long time if you actually read the story. For a start, they didn't have any children, even though they were told to go forth and multiply and fill the earth. So it doesn't seem to have been a long time. So Adam and Eve weren't going to die of old age. The animals weren't going to die of old age. So what would they die from? Well, the clue comes from the other thing that God said repeatedly through Genesis is that it was good. Now, let's think about what a good world would be like. Would there be anything in a good world that's going to make things die? Well, for a start, we live in a world that's full of competition and predators and animals having to fight for resources and fight each other just out of pure aggression. Those are all degenerative things. In the good world, you wouldn't have had any of those because God provided everything. So he provided plenty of food. They didn't have to fight one another for food. And in fact, they all ate plants. That's another thing that's specifically spelled out in Genesis, that God gave the animals green plants to eat, so they weren't going to fight each other and kill each other for food. They wouldn't have had to fight for territory or resources or habitat or anything like that either. And they wouldn't have had aggressive natures because that's not good. God wouldn't have created them that way. They've become that way because of all sorts of degenerative things that have happened since then. But in a very good world, you wouldn't have aggressive animals, so that Adam and Eve wouldn't be in fear of the lions and the tigers or the dinosaurs or the sharks or anything like that either. So in that very good world where there's a perfect environment, there are plenty of resources, there's no competition for habitat or territory, what are the animals going to die of? Now, even to die of natural causes, I mean, some people live in an environment where you're provided with plenty of food and you've got a nice, warm and comfortable home, but eventually you drop dead, and some dogs and cats and pampered pets live in that sort of environment too, don't they? But they eventually die of what are called, quote-unquote, natural causes. Now, those natural causes are not good. They are mutations, that's genetic degeneration, where the body fails to be able to repair itself. It's a whole lot of minor diseases and sometimes serious diseases. So someone may say, oh, my dog died of natural causes. But in fact, it died as the end result of a long line of degenerative changes. Now, none of those are good. The Bible says the world was good. So those things weren't in there in the beginning. So the answer to could there have been animal death before the fall, I think no, even though it doesn't specifically say, you know, there's no sentence that says no animals died before the fall. But we can, with careful study of the Bible, look at it and say, all right, it doesn't mention that specifically, but what it does say excludes. There's no room for animal death before the fall if the things that it does say positively were all true. So I think we can stand on fairly solid ground that animals did not die before the fall. They certainly have died since, in hundreds and millions and thousands, just like human beings have. But all of those things that animals die of and that people die of are the result of the world being cursed and are the result of human sin. So they're degenerative things. But in the good world, no, people were meant to live forever. Not quite sure about how long animals were meant to live, but I don't think they died before the fall.
Cool. Thank you, Diane. Now, where can people find more resource or information about this topic?
Well, you could go to our own website, which is creationresearch.net. That's quite easy to remember. We have various topical articles. You might be interested in the one about the difference between plants and animals, because, after all, people ate plants and people have said, well, that means plants died. That's true, but there's something different about plant dying and animals dying, and there's an interesting article there to read. So you just go to the archive section and look up topical articles. If you have a particular question, we have a whole website just dedicated to questions and answers. It's actually called Ask John Mackay. That's John Mackay, who is the international director of our organisation. So askjohnmackay.com, and it's just a question and answer site. You can trawl through the questions, see if the question you have in your mind has been answered. And if it hasn't, you can send it in and we'll answer it.
Cool. Thank you for your time today, Diane.
You're welcome.